welcome to Theology Thursday, an ecumenical space where we could talk about things like theology and stuff and other things. I am your host.
I'm your host, Connor Grubbs. And it's, I want you to say it with me.
Okay.
Welcome to Theology Thursday.
Welcome to Theology Thursday.
An ecumenical space.
An ecumenical space.
For students.
To discuss.
Matters.
Of.
Faith.
Faith.
And.
Theology.
Theology.
Okay, so I'm going to say it all together.
Okay.
Welcome to Theology Thursday, an ecumenical space where students could talk about theology and stuff.
Can we fix this in post?
So, no, I'm leaving that whole thing in. Well, I'm your host, Connor Grubbs, and you are?
I am your host, Ryan Mock.
and then down here we have...
And I'm your cocoa host, Johnny Grubbs.
Johnny, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Welcome back. Ryan missed a couple episodes, but you missed a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Johnny's been lurking in the shadows.
I felt kind of sad about it. I texted Connor one day, and I was like, hey, do we still record the intro to Theology Thursday?
Yeah. No, you've been banished to the outer realm.
That's what I thought.
I'm so happy to have us all back together, though, because honestly, I've wanted to have the intros, and that's kind of the whole point of the season, but, it's just been so busy, recording an interview and this part. We didn't have to do that before. You know, it was one and done, but now we have to record two halves to the episode every week. But we're going to make it work, and I think what we're doing today works. It's going to be great.
Cool.
Ryan, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. So Johnny, how have you been?
I've been great, man. My daughter's 5 months old now.
Aw.
And it's fun. It's fun being a parent.
Yeah. Y'all went to Disney recently, right? How'd she do?
She did good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was different. I mean, we've been to Disney a couple times before with her, but we were in a rush because we were trying to get stuff. We're trying to let Sue's mother, my mother-in-law, her mom, do a bunch of stuff at Disney. So this time we just took it real slow. We're like, whatever makes Zoe happy. Because we've done a lot of, as pass holders, we've done a lot of stuff.
Is that how you plan on raising her forever?
No.
Just go with the
whatever
flow.
Whatever makes Zoe happy?
No.
Golly.
Definitely not.
That's how Johnny raised me and look how I turned out.
That's the uncles and the grandparents' jobs. You guys got to...
No, yeah, no, I mean, eventually, yeah, but you just, yeah, you don't want your baby to cry hysterically, though. This is a little different.
I mean...
Once she's older and she's like, hey, I want, you know, 3 churros and everything in the Disney store, I'm going to be like, no, that's for me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but don't you think you're kind of building into her psychology now?
No.
That she gets whatever she wants if she whines about it?
What I'm building into her psychology now is a nurturing environment where her needs are met and recognized.
Where the churros are.
So that, yeah, I guess we're not going to have a parenting podcast today. That's for another day. I don't have a baby, so I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Well, I don't know anything about parenting because I'm a rookie.
I mean, I've had quite a few years of experience with this, so I...
Ryan, why are you so slap happy, man? You're just
to clarify, since this is on the World Wide Web, Ryan is not a parent. He's not a father. He has no children.
He's also in a rare mood.
I think that can be proven. He's been laughing since we started recording the episode.
Just keep that as a little grain of salt as you listen to whatever he says.
Have y'all noticed that he sounds just like Owen Wilson? Can I get a ka-chow?
Ka-chow.
Yeah, so you got a discount on Owen Wilson on the podcast. I think we've talked about that before. I don't know. It's been so long.
Wow.
And now we're finally back
together. It really has.
Gosh, that is really weird, dude.
That's so funny.
Wow.
He sounds just like Hutch. It's amazing. All right. So moving on. We're going to talk about anxiety today with Mac Ralston. But before we get into that, we have a sub-point. We're just going to do one sub-point because we don't want to... We got interviews, all these stuff we're trying to pack into one episode. So instead of 3 sub-points, we're going to do one sub-point.
One mega sub-point.
It's a mega
to
sub-point.
To put all sub-points to rest.
Yes. And once again, this man has entered our sub-points so many times. Once again, we will be talking about the man, the myth, the legend himself, Chris Pratt.
My man, Chris Pratt. Oh, I know what this is about.
I bet you do. I love Chris Pratt. He was in the Lego Movie 2 recently. Classic.
The second part.
Yeah, there's a little punny there. He'll be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3 if they ever make it. I hope we see him in Avengers Endgame. Who knows? But he's a legend. He's actually one of my favorite like actors right now. He's so likable.
He is a very likable man.
It doesn't matter if he's, you know, fighting dinos or, you know, whatever. You're like, I like that guy. So, Ryan, if you know what we're talking about, tell me.
Well, I think I know what we're talking about. So, I saw some memes on the internet. So, I think what happened is Chris Pratt went to church.
He's been going to church for years.
Like, but it's like... Like, for some reason, people are angry about this because the church that he's attending is, like, doesn't stand for, like, gay people.
You know? Yeah. But here's what's
most
crazy.
Churches don't.
Yeah, well,
crazy about it. It's like everybody's like, oh, my goodness, you go to church where they don't affirm homosexuality, and it's like the rest of most of you.
Like 2,000 years of Christianity, what?
He goes to a Hillsong church, and, Ellen Page, she's a girl, and she's also a lesbian, and she called Chris Pratt out for going to Hillsong Church where they don't, you know, approve LGBTQ agendas. And it's just weird because, like, he's been going to this church for years, and he's been very vocal about it for years. He's been very vocal about his faith for a long time. So, like, why just now is this, she decided this ticked her off?
Yeah, and it's, I saw this one meme where it's like, people get so worked up about this, but then you hear about, like, sexual abuse in Hollywood or something like that, and right. It's like, nobody bats an eye. And right. It's crazy.
Right. And so I also want to address, like, his response, which was kind of disappointing, but not entirely unexpected from one of these Hollywood people. It was like, oh, well, you know, I don't have the right to tell anybody who they should or shouldn't marry, and Hillsong Church loves everybody. Well, the Hillsong Church loves everybody part's fine. But he did kind of go into the fact that I believe everybody should have the right to marry who they want. That
gets complicated, though, because he's obviously... I think, first of all, he's being vague on purpose. You know, does he mean that on just a merely a legal level? One of the things he said was... He's like, they're accepting. Like, they helped me through a time where I was going through a divorce, which is something the Bible directly condemns. And so what he's implying is, if somebody were struggling with this, the church would be there for them.
Right.
You know? The problem with secularism is it's like, it's not a thing to be struggled with. You know?
Right. But he left it vague enough that you're kind of like, I don't know. Which, you know, in his position, I can't imagine being in that position.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would do any better, but I think it's important if we do have a platform to be vocal and really stand for what we believe and not be vague about it. Make it clear.
One of the craziest things to me, though, was like literally the outrage. Like people were like disgusted that this was happening.
But it's been happening for years. Why is this?
Yeah, and it's like people like on the internet, it's like it's bigotry.
Well, then that's the thing. Here, that's what they need it to be, which is why I think it came out of left field.
Yeah,
is because if somebody like Chris Pratt, who like is quoted Christine Kane on talk shows that are huge, he's a really big Christian leader. He quotes scriptures sometimes and he uses like he's very vocal and people are accepting of it because of his platform and where he's at. And somebody's coming out and saying, we can't let this happen because Christians have to be the bad guys, or else we've been wrong.
I'm forgetting part of the story. That's where all of this sprung from. He was on Stephen Colbert recently, and he's been even more vocal in the past 2 months about his faith than I think he has been on social media probably ever. But also, put social media aside, that's just people who are following him on television, you know, on CBS, like, with Stephen Colbert, who Stephen Colbert is very open about his Catholic faith and has, you know, debated people on Christianity and atheism on the Late Show before. Right. So it's like a big surprise that they talked about their faith. And that's where he quoted Christine Kane and talked about what he'd been putting on his Instagram story that he was going through the Daniel fast with his pastor.
It's kind of like a reminder. No, we can't like Christians.
Right.
They're the homophobes.
So that's when Ellen Page came out and said it.
The Muslims are cool. And Jewish people are cool.
Right. It was like the day after his Stephen Colbert interview that Ellen Page did all this. And it's just so funny. Because like, if she hadn't done that, nobody would have cared. Like,
right. Yeah.
But somebody had to come out and make a big scene out of it, and everybody had to follow suit. So, just a reminder of, like, what we talked about on the episode about St. Valentine's Day. You're talking about a guy who was martyred for standing up for a traditional view of marriage. And you know what? We're not going to be stoned for standing up for what we believe in. So let's be, like, vocal and open about it. But speaking the truth in love.
Yeah.
Super important.
Absolutely.
So speaking to this topic of anxiety, Mac shares his testimony in this interview. It was a really fun interview. Mac's a great guy. And just hilarious to be around. So, He it's amazing that, like, his story is one where he struggled with anxiety and struggled in social situations before, because, like, he's such an open and welcoming and, like, just very he seems very extroverted. Yeah, yeah, like, and he didn't used to be like that. So it's cool to see just kind of the transformation that's happened in his life. But anything specifically from you guys on that topic of anxiety? And Ryan, and you and I, like, already are on this interview, so yeah, we've kind of said our piece. But Johnny,
keep it 100.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a mental health professional, but obviously there's a high percentage, especially of youth, and that number is growing, that struggle with anxiety to some degree or another, and I see it affecting our students a lot. And so I think that, and I don't know if you guys get into this in the interview, but there is a fine line between, like, what is partially a medical issue and what is just simply a behavioral issue. That can be solved through, you know, talking through it and praying through it and walking that fine line. I don't know if you guys, you know,
and we didn't get into that too much. And I think if people want to kind of hear more about that, it would be good to go back to our episode on mental health,
episode,
A Christian perspective, where we talked about that, like, not just with anxiety, but with all sorts of things, like how do you approach that. I think anxiety is one that is more common, and it's one that we all experience to a certain extent,
right.
Like, not as a medical, you know, kind of, right, that needs to be treated in that sense. And I think we more approach it from that sense, although it was something that really was debilitating for Mac for a long time, and it kept him from really living a full life and you know, experiencing healthy relationships. So, yeah, I think, but that's good. And, like, we always talk about it, and I think it's something that we kind of set the precedent for on that episode on mental health, and we had an episode talking about suicide and all these different things. And the reason we want to dig into these heavy topics is because we know that a lot of people are dealing with it, and it doesn't get talked about in church a lot. But, like, just want to encourage you, like, if you need help, seek it.
Yeah. And I would say with these issues, anxiety, depression, so forth, I think that they're always a spiritual issue. But here's the problem. People will say the pendulum has shifted where it's like it's a spiritual issue, but sometimes it's not just a spiritual issue. Sometimes it's also a physical issue. And I think that is worth exploring. I've walked alongside students in both situations. Students who had to be on medication for a season. But ultimately, if you ask them how do they overcome this season of anxiety and the season of struggle, it does have to do solely with their relationship with God. So, but what's interesting is that they did have to take medication for a while. So I don't know what I'm trying to say, except that there's sometimes two different dimensions to issues like anxiety and depression, and just something to keep in mind. Like, especially if you hadn't heard the other episodes and you're listening to this interview. We don't deny that something else may be necessary.
And if you want to know more about it, go back and listen, because it's good stuff. Yeah. So without further ado, here's Mac Ralston. We're singing hallelujah.
Singing hallelujah. Welcome to Theology Thursday, an ecumenical space for students to discuss matters of faith and theology.
Oh my goodness.
That was powerful.
Ryan.
I really vocalized.
Mac, you need to replace me. I can't agree to that.
Both as co-host and as my best friend.
I want you to be his best friend also.
You've been fired. Okay, I'm your host, Connor Grubbs.
I am your co-host. Well, no longer co-host. I just got dethroned.
Yes. Ryan and Mock. And this is your new co-host.
Hi, I'm Jacrispy.
Can you tell them your real name?
My real name's Mac.
Okay. Hi. So, Mac, we are so excited to have you on the show today. You have a great, voice for this kind of thing.
I guess I do, yeah.
You do. I mean, and you have your own YouTube channel. That's one thing I'm really excited about this season is actually giving other creators who do stuff like this an opportunity to partner with us. One of the things you do is Hauntformer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
What is Hauntformer?
Hauntformer is my YouTube channel that I started back in 2013. It started with my love for horror and Halloween and spooky stuff. And my birthday's always been around October. Two spooky five yous. And spooky scary scale. I really love scary stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'll make a YouTube channel about it. Originally, the channel was just for me. I just wanted to film things of Halloween and
it's
watch
like
it for
you
my
know
own.
Like how your grandparents play Christmas music in their house year round.
That's me.
That's how it is for Mac. He's like the grandparent, except he's like obsessed with Halloween.
Yeah, so it's kind of spooky.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I do that.
Well, and then another. You also have a second YouTube channel. Which is a little more fitting for what we're doing today.
Agreed.
And it's called The Glog. Explain why it's called The Glog, because that kind of sounds like a monster from a
B-movie.
It does.
That's what people have told me. But The Glog actually comes from God Vlog. And Vlog actually comes from video blog. And Vlog, I don't know where Vlog
is. Yeah. So, Glog, on The Glog, you actually have some great videos where you...
It sounds like
you just clogged.
I did just clog right now.
Let's stop blogging on air. You have some great videos on there, and we're going to link The Glog's channel in the description where you address different topics, from and give scripture to kind of help people work through them.
So is this like a crossover episode?
This is like a crossover
episode.
It's
like Jimmy Timmy Power Hour.
You're going to have Theology Thursday. You're going to have to have... Ryan's losing it.
Are you loopy from getting off work?
This is the best episode.
This is already the best
episode.
I'm a little loopy. We're gonna have to have Theology Thursday come on The Glog. We're gonna have to switch off. You're on here. We'll come on there. So before we start, Ryan and I think I speak for both of us when I just say that we genuinely love Mac from the bottom of our hearts.
I love you,
Mac. You're a legend.
I love you. I love you.
Yes. Mac, we know Mac from InterVarsity.
Yes.
We've had a lot of InterVarsity people on here before. Kanisha, Caitlin, and Luke have all been on here recently.
Yeah, but I'm the best.
We've had
you. I didn't say that.
And Mac is like the king of InterVarsity. He's such a legend. And
he really is. I'll tell you this. I just wanted to share this one story. I just want to share my first introduction to Mac ever.
Ooh.
Because I knew Mac before InterVarsity, and I knew him in middle school, and we went to this club called Unclub.
Which my mom still calls InterVarsity. Have fun at Unclub, and I'm like, it's called InterVarsity.
Literally, Unclub is like InterVarsity for middle schoolers
with donuts.
Yes, and they have donuts there. We don't have donuts in InterVarsity, but we could. But my first introduction, my brother Billy. Same grade as Mac.
Who's also been on the show before. I like Billy.
And so me going into middle school and my first time going to Unclub, Billy's like, hey, meet my friend, Magic Mac. And I'm like, why do they call him Magic Mac? And because Mac actually does magic tricks.
I do magic. I should have actually done a YouTube channel about my magic.
Yeah.
It's not too late.
I wish you could do a magic trick for us right now, but unfortunately the audience would not be able to see the magic trick.
No, they wouldn't.
Are there any auditory based magic tricks that you know of?
I mean, there's math based ones.
Well,
that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Could you do an ostrich impression or something?
What noise is it? Is that an Oscar?
I don't know.
I feel like a magician whatever would know
was,
that, though.
That was an impressive noise, and I'm glad you did that. So, we've been having people come on and share. This season, we're really focusing on getting really personal and letting people get a chance to, like, share their story and their testimony. Whoa. So, Mac, I know one of the things you've even talked about on the blog before is, like, anxiety and working through those things through our faith. So why don't you share with us your story and how your faith has helped you work through some of those things?
Yes. Well, I guess you could say I've kind of been a quote-unquote Christian for most of my life. I mean, I was raised in a Christian household. I went to church when I was younger. Though I will say most of the time when I went to church, I played my Nintendo DS, hopefully with the sound off. But yeah, I did play like Sims and stuff in like church. So I wasn't very involved. Though my dad was actually a youth pastor for the longest time at a Lutheran church that we used to go to. And
Martin Luther.
Yes.
So
I went to this church. And I mean, I liked the church, but I kind of went, you know, for the wrong reasons, just to kind of goof off and eat food because that was there. And I do remember one time distinctly my dad saying, you need to come to Sunday school this morning so you can learn more about God and the Bible. And I said, I know everything I need to know about Jesus, and he died on the cross, and I'm good.
And I listened to Theology Thursday.
That's all you need, folks. That's all you need.
Pretty much. And so... So faith wasn't the biggest part of my life, you know, or especially around middle school. And I went into middle school, and, you know, the day was going fine. This is the first day of middle school. And I just had, like, first what happened is Miss Arsenal, who was the old principal there.
Yes.
Miss Arsenal, she was awesome.
Yes.
But I had my phone out, and I was texting, of all people, my mom.
Nice.
And she saw me on my phone and yelled at me.
Oh, no.
And that crushed Little Mac, because Little Mac never got yelled at in elementary school. Plus, you're pampered.
Billy was the same way.
And did it crush him?
Yeah, well, I should not tell the story on the podcast, but I'm going to anyways, because it's just so funny.
Oh, no.
Billy got in trouble for stealing tater tots.
Ooh!
that sounds
like a me thing.
He was at lunch, and his friend walked away from his train. He's like, don't touch my tater tots. And so Billy took his tater tots, and his friend came back, and he's like, you touched my tater tots, and now you're going down. And sure enough, Billy did go down.
To the slammer?
He went down to the slammer, yes. It was Billy's darkest hour.
And he's been there ever since.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're right. That is where I last
saw him. Soul crushing.
We recorded the podcast that he was on in jail.
Yes. He's got about 40 years left.
Those tots were worthwhile.
Hopefully. I hope they were. They must have been
Sonic,
like the tots of everlasting life.
Well, we're going on a lot of rabbit trails here. Let's let Mac finish.
All right.
Story.
Oh, continue,
good.
Mac.
You're
I'm
good.
Sorry. I just had to share that story.
Well, anyways, in middle school, I had that anxiety. I don't know what really caused it, but I just had severe anxiety, like to the point where I didn't want to go to school.
Probably afraid that somebody was going to steal your tater tots.
That's true.
Billy
was there.
You had somebody in your grade at large.
He was lurking around every corner.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I liked it. Yeah, I had bad anxiety. I actually had to be picked up from school the first day. My parents took me to good old Applebee's. And even when I go into Applebee's now, I still remember that day. And it was not a pleasant day. And from then on out, like for several months after the start of middle school, I had bad anxiety attacks, actually would get physically sick, and even to the point of vomiting. Sorry, that this is kind of gross for some of you. But yeah, so to the point of vomiting sometimes. And
we've had grosser things on the show. It's okay.
Okay, that's true. I'm not that gross. I'm just partially gross.
Yep.
Right. So yeah, I had these bad anxiety attacks, and I would kind of sit alone. I didn't really, you know... Well, I didn't really want to talk to a lot of people, which now you can't get me to shut up. But in a good way. But yeah, so I had a really rough time, and you know, I got used to school, but even, you know, in later years when I would start different classes or start a new job or something, I always had that lingering like worry and stress. But I do remember re-encountering God in middle school. I'm not exactly sure when it was, but I reached out to him in prayer, and He just filled me with, like, I know a lot of new Christians describe this, but like a peace that God has, and it really helped me through my anxiety. And so that's, important to me.
Yeah, and knowing people who know you now, like, and didn't know you back then. Oh, there's phone. We're gonna call it that, right?
You should answer that.
Hello.
Welcome to Theology Thursday, a place where you can believe, belong, and come. So, people who know you now and didn't know you back then are probably surprised to hear that that wasn't ever an issue for you because, like, you're such an outgoing person now. And I always say you have the spiritual gift of hospitality. Like, when you host something for university, you're very welcoming, and you just, you have this,
you're
this
very
gift.
Encouraging.
Right. Well, I think very that's because I didn't get that.
Right.
In middle school, because I sat alone, people have their cliques. Mm. So everyone was in their little groups, and then it was Mac just sitting there by himself. Aww. And I didn't feel hospitalized.
You didn't feel hospitalized?
I didn't feel hospitalized.
Yeah. No, I get what you're trying to say.
I didn't feel hospitable with other people.
Yes. You didn't feel welcomed.
I feel welcomed.
I would have sat next to you, Mac.
Oh, thanks, Mac.
I would have, too. I wish we were friends in middle school.
I know, right?
But, actually, no, I was a jerk in middle school. What am I saying?
He was. I knew him in middle school.
Hey.
But you were my jerk.
Okay, that's a little weird.
What?
Now, what are some, maybe some Bible verses, some things that have helped you along the way?
I'm glad you asked. I just happen to have some right here.
Oh, would you like it back?
Oh, he came prepared.
I did come prepared. Well, I want to start off with this first one, because this is the one that's easiest to remember, because I'm horrible at remembering things. Mm-hmm. This is 1 Peter 5:7. It says, leave all your worries with him because he cares for you. Or some will say even cast your anxieties onto him because he cares for you.
Mm.
And I think that's such an encouraging thing, because when you give up something, you kind of have to let it go and put it in someone else's hands. So to give up your anxieties and worries and let God carry them for you is something that more people should do.
Yes.
And it is a restful thing too.
Yeah. It makes me think of a quote I heard last night from, actually, shout out to Caitlin Jones, who was on the last two episodes.
Whoa.
Another university person. What was the quote? Go to the throne, not to your phone.
Ooh. Mm. So
how quick are we to cast our anxieties on other people? You know, like, because we have friends or family members that we want an immediate answer. We want the response. Right. Sometimes we just want the attention, but it's always best to go to God first. Not saying that we don't. It's important also to walk in community and have people you can go to and walk through these things.
Right.
With.
God uses those things. Yeah.
But who are you going to first? What's your go-to?
Right.
And I also think, like, to us, our worries seem so tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I'm running out of money. Am I going to have enough money to, like, make it through the month? Or I'm failing this class. Everything is, like, crashing down.
Yeah.
Or these people were mean to me, and now I feel sad. And so all these worries that you have, these are valid worries, but we think they're tremendous. But when we put it into perspective of God, cast all your worries on God, who happens to be the creator of the universe, all right, and the creator of everything, and he's bigger than all of your worries, all of your problems, and who better to cast your worries on than him?
Yeah.
And so when I think we put in that perspective, it's like, wow, I have the God of the universe on my side, and these worries should not get in the way of that, because he's for me.
Yeah. And you think of, like, the scale of God. I was flying on a plane recently, and I just, like, you know, when you look out and you look at the little city, and it looks like the little Christmas village at, like, Walmart, down on the ground. But you think of, like, just how small we are in comparison to who God is. But we treat our worries and, like, stress like it's, like, the end of the world. It's like the world goes on, but God's always bigger than everything.
Yeah.
So that was a humbling thing just to, you know, I'm not like I haven't been on a plane before, but
I understand that. Every time I get in a plane, I used to fly a lot because my friend was a pilot. So he'd always take me, and we'd always get like in a single engine, tiny 2-seater plane. We'd fly around at 1,000 feet. Ooh, and like every time you get that perspective, you're like, wow, the earth is so big.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
And we're so small. But God is even bigger than the earth.
Yeah.
God made all those billions and billions of galaxies, and yet he loves you.
Right.
And and he's willing to carry your burdens.
Yeah.
Which you think are tremendous, but really they're small. And he's there for you. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, really put it in perspective.
Yeah. This shows the humbling nature of God too.
Yeah.
Like even if you look at when, you know, God came to earth, Jesus, how he walked around and healed people and was friends with just human beings, and to think how big he is, but yet he became like one little guy. Not little, I'm sure he was like,
well,
probably 16.
I mean, Jewish people back then on average, I mean, I think they're mm-hmm. shorter.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And Isaiah talks about him not being anybody that like stood out.
No, he was just kind of the
average Joe. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
average Jew.
Okay. So, do you have more Bible verses?
I do. Well, I also wanted to bring up Matthew 6. I think that's what it was.
Ooh,
yeah. Matthew 6 talks a lot about worrying. I think this is the Sermon on the Mount, if I'm not mistaken.
It's part of it, yeah.
Okay, it's part of it, yeah.
Think,
and it talks about, essentially, about not to worry because, you know, what does worrying do? It doesn't, like, prolong your life in any way.
Mm.
It probably makes things worse.
Mm.
And, you know, it talks about where will my food come from or my drink or my clothes. These are things that pagans are always concerned about. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all of these things.
Mm.
Just to know that God already knows. Like, when we approach God in prayer, he already has an answer for us. And so just to rest in that fact, too. I bring up rest because I think a lot of people are missing out on a lot of rest nowadays.
Yeah.
Oof. In this, like, you know, we're very work and, like, we always need to be busy. And if we're not, we're always, like, on our phones. Like, look at me, I'm doing stuff. But sometimes
yeah.
you just need to take a rest and not worry about things.
Yeah, that was like my only New Year's resolution is to practice a Sabbath day.
Yeah.
It's something I've never done before, and I think it's so important, especially in our culture, because mm-hmm. it's this grind of constantly going. And when the Sabbath was established for the Israelites,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to kind of pause on this topic of rest for a minute, they were also in that culture in Egypt. The demands that were put on them were completely unreasonable, and Pharaoh just wanted it to keep going and going and going. But think about it. They were slaves.
Right.
We're putting ourselves in slavery when we do that.
Yeah.
We don't have to be doing this to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but we do it. We have this Egypt, kind of consumer results-oriented mentality.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the Sabbath was to break free from that. So though we're not slaves in America, we are kind of putting ourselves under the
yeah.
same like pressure that the slaves
right.
in Egypt were.
Yeah.
Rest is important.
It is very important.
Yeah. I think one of the most important parts of that verse, you had Matthew 6,
yeah.
31
yeah.
through 33. I think the last part of that is super important. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Yeah, I love that verse.
And I think about my own life. Like, I'm like concerned, like, I have to get this stuff done. Or
mm-hmm.
I have to do this and that and this thing. And if I don't, then I'm going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put, like, I put the responsibility on me. And that's how I start to worry because, like, I can't really do much.
Right.
And I'm pretty weak and I fail a lot, you know.
Yeah, you do.
But if we seek first God, then he will provide for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like a really good example I could think of is, like, trying to find, like, your future spouse or something like that. And, like, people, like, run around all the time, like, looking for
yeah,
that person.
Christian mingle.
Yeah, Christian. You got your Christian mingle. You got your Christian mingle farmersonly.com.
Christian
and
farmers?
Not saying that Christian farmers are a bad thing.
Yeah, we still love you.
We still love the Christian farmers. But the point is like, people run around worrying about that. Like, I'm worried about being lonely forever.
Right.
And, like, never finding somebody to be with that I could grow old with. And they're worrying about that thing. But if we seek first God will provide that
yeah.
for us. Because that's what he tells us in verse 33.
Right.
So.
And he also talks about how God cares about, like, the birds and, like, the flowers. And he takes care of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, if he cares about them, how much more does he care for you?
Yeah. mean, he literally died for you.
Right. I mean, you can't get much more cared for than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty, that's pretty a lot of caring. And yeah, he cares for you even more.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Yeah.
And another thing I wanted to bring up was anxiety dealing with, like, social media and, like, phones and, like, technology. Because, like, I don't want to be one of those people who's like, social media is bad. Because I think it can be fun and cool, and it can be useful for business and for, you know, reaching out to friends. But there is a point where, you know, there are have been studies that show that, you know, increased social media time and increases depression, and I'm sure anxiety, you know, correlates with that. So to have a rest from those things and to, you know, put things in comparison when you're on social media.
I love it.
Wow.
So, Mac, let me ask you this. Let's get real personal.
Oh, no.
Obviously, there's... Just kidding. Obviously, there's been this huge transformation.
Mm-hmm.
But, if I'm being honest, I tend to doubt that that struggle just went away completely.
Oh, no, it didn't.
I think that's... Anxiety is something, honestly, if we're honest, we all deal with to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah.
And some may struggle with more than others, but when those feelings kind of come back, how do you deal with it better now than how you used to?
Right, yeah.
Like, what are some healthy ways to deal with it?
Well, what happened was before, that's why I gained a lot of weight. I would stress eat.
Mm.
I would, like,
eat like a family. Oh, amen, I can feel you there.
Yeah, you can feel, a lot of people, I'm sure, feel
go,
me there.
Go like, straight to Applebee's.
Well, I went straight to Applebee's, I went straight to the family...
Oh.
My alarm.
Is that for InterVarsity?
Yes, it was.
Yes,
that's an old song. But, I would turn to, like, eating, and I think that's why I gained weight in middle school, too. I was, like, this little chubby kid. But I think, you know, turning to the Lord instead of turning to things to fulfill us. Think about, like, the woman at the well, and Jesus said, you know, I will fill you forever.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know. So I think turning to him, also turning to scripture and reading what God's truth says about being anxious. Because I think, you know, anxiety and like worry are things that, you know, can come and go really quickly. But God's eternal, so he can be there for us, even in times where we're, you know, not sure. Because I think ultimately anxiety and worry comes from a place of not knowing what's to come.
Yeah.
Like, me not knowing, like, where my classes are going to lead, or, like, is this the right person for my life, or am I going to get this job, and it makes us anxious.
Mm.
But trusting and resting in who he is can provide, you know, comfort to us. Because he's the God of all comfort.
Yes, and he is, and I think you were hitting on this, he's the one constant in our lives.
Yeah,
his God will never change, and our job, our relationships, our anything... could be taken from us at any moment. Like,
it's
not, none of those things are promised.
Nope.
So when we put our rest in God and not just the blessings that we can get from God, man, it makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, it does.
So any closing thoughts from either of you gentlemen?
Mm-hmm. Ryan?
Keep it 100.
Well, that was deep.
Ooh, I'm doing the
got
finger
you.
Emoji.
So follow Mac on Instagrams. Subscribe to his YouTube channels, both
Please
of them.
Do.
They're going to be down in the description of this podcast.
Yes.
We hope to have you back on again sometime, Mac. And also, Mac, we hope to sneak onto a Glog.
Yes,
sometime.
Yes, please do. So you need to subscribe, therefore, if
you're
going to hear Ryan and Connor on the Glog.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like
button. Go to InterVarsity.
Follow on Instagram.
Click the bell for notifications.
Yeah. Send me PayPal money.
send us all PayPal money.
Ooh, yay.
All right. Well, we hope that you join us again next week for Theology Thursday. As always, thank you for listening to Theology Thursday. You can find old episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, YouTube, and Podbean.
You can send questions that you want us to answer on the show to TheologyThursdayPodcast@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. We hope to have you back next Thursday.